time for today's No Sweat News as we get ready for Friday's No Sweat News quiz. The quiz for Ratfest tickets.
Oh, headlined by Breaking Benjamin, baby.
July 31st at the PNC Bank Arts Center. Well, this could be interesting. Dateline Australia for our first story. Australia is going to let people customize their license plates using emojis.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? So how the police supposed to... I see a smiley face, right. A poo emoji, right. And that cucumber, whatever that's supposed to be, but it seems like it's dirty.
Right.
That's what they're going to have to do?
They will allow you to customize. Now, if it were me and my license plate, it would be the middle finger.
Yeah.
The only, either that or devil horns.
Right.
That I would put on my license plate.
Seems a little cumbersome.
The emojis available to put on your license plate will be the laugh out loud, the winking face, the smiling face with the sunglasses, and the face with hearts for eyes. So no middle finger available. Therefore, I am against this idea.
You must not have a lot of car chases
yes.
in this place.
Police are looking for 3F smiley face, wink, wink.
Right.
I don't know.
It's just too much to say on the police radio.
I don't know.
Like, well, what was his license plate, officer? It was a bunch of cartoon faces. Right. What do you want from me?
Right. Here's another idea that seems pretty bad, but actually, this one, I don't know if you know or not, but... I lost the Rats Fantasy Football League by a wide margin.
I did. I thought that was hysterical.
I won one game. One game out of the whole season.
In fantasy football.
In fantasy football.
Yeah. That was great.
Dude, go to hell. I beat your ass in the football pick'em challenge, but...
Well, you didn't say that this was fantasy football we're talking about.
Can we take you to Texas for story number two?
Yes.
There's a guy who lost his fantasy football league.
Oh, no.
And what he had to do was he had to pay $250 to the person who won, or to settle his debt, he could coat himself in peanut butter and go down to the local dog park. Guess what he chose?
I'd go with the peanut butter.
Yes.
Xavier, it's like $8.99 for one of those giant jugs of Skippy at Costco.
Last Wednesday at a dog park in Dallas, Texas, some guy walked up in a pair of shorts, slathered himself in 3 jars of Jif, and let the dogs go to town.
Now this guy's a communist. You're choosing Jif over Skippy. I'm sorry.
Now, the dog owners all thought there was some kind of weird pervert walking into the dog park. But
I'd still think that that's the case.
When he told them that he had lost a bet and his fantasy football league, they said, go right ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm sort of with the other people at the park. Right. I think this guy secretly, the whole time, he just wanted to put the peanut butter on and get licked by dogs.
Listen, he may have thrown a few games. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. He gave it away. This was actually, no pun intended, a fantasy of his.
Now, Dateline Nashville, Tennessee for our third and final story of the day. Police were called because Joel Boyers was being a drunken... A distraction at the local bar.
Well, I mean, that sounds like 90% of us here at the station.
He got busted for public intoxication.
Still the same figure.
Why?
What?
He was tipping too much.
Tipping too much?
When the police arrived, the bar manager said, listen, man, this guy has put out over $20,000 in tips while he's been getting shattered here. And it is a distraction because my entire staff is battling each other to give him his next cocktail so that they can get the next $1,000 tip.
Oh, my God. This is insanity.
Yes. He's been leaving giant tips everywhere, and people are practically beating each other up to be the bartender and serve him a drink.
Yeah, so would I.
Cops found a firearm on him, so they got him for firearm while intoxicated, public intoxication. And
screw off, this manager.
apparently he's loaded, like, with cash.
Exactly. How do we, the manager knows his story. I mean, maybe the guy got 6 months to live. Maybe he wants a party or something.
It's me. I'm going to try to tell the manager, manage your staff. Would you please, like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take a number, you know?
Yes.
This guy's giving out.
Call the police. This guy has done you and your bar an absolute favor. You hit the lotto with this guy.
Yeah, exactly. 20 grand in tips.
God, that. Everything I need to know about a manager. It was just described in that story.
That is today's No Sweat News. You're going to win Rat Fest tickets on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.